You're listening to the Social Media Meet Politics podcast. Hi, so my name's Tristan Hotham. I'm the host of the Social Media Meet Politics podcast. And today I thought I would go through a recent article I had written on the Dutch elections, looking at how the different Dutch parties are faring in terms of their organic Facebook campaigns. Now, because of the pandemic, one has to appreciate that the online organic campaigns seen on social media are more important than ever. Traditional doorstep campaigning or leaflet campaigning is just not going to be seen as much at this election as it was in previous ones. And so Facebook has become even more important than it normally is. The organic Facebook campaign has arguably been made even more important because data on the purchasing of targeted advertisements on Facebook show that spend is low and the number of adverts is also low. Data from Who Targets Me shows that, for example, a party like the Socialist Party are only spending something like 2,500 euros at the moment. Now, there is around 10 days to go until election day, so there is more chance for greater spending. But really, you can see the pattern here is the battle shall be online and it shall be organic. So this is why I've undertaken this analysis into how the different pages are performing on Facebook. And one of the key takeaways is that this new right-wing populist party called the FVD are gathering huge levels of Facebook engagement, but the polling actually shows the party on only 3%. So you have on Facebook this incredibly popular party that offline in opinion polling is shown to be a nothing. In contrast, the VVD, who are led by Mark Rutte, the current Prime Minister, are also doing relatively well, but compared to their huge proportion in the polling, they're getting 23% in current polls. They are not doing very well at engaging their larger audience. And finally, a new interesting phenomenon is the rise of the Party for Animals group, an animal rights-based political party, who are gaining quite good attention on Facebook and getting quite a lot of organic engagement and video views. So there's interesting dynamics afoot. You have on the one side this continuing importance of right-wing parties on Facebook, for example, the same as with UKIP or the Brexit Party. You have the maintenance and continuation of a mainstream party's existence and campaigns on Facebook through the VVD. And then you also have this interesting space where new parties are evolving and changing all upon one platform. Now, to begin with, I think it's a good idea to get an idea of how many people are following the different pages. So as an example, PVV, which is the party of Geert Wilders, the far-right politician, has 6,465 followers. In contrast, the Party for Animals has 121,497 followers. Going ahead from there, we have the VVD, who actually have fewer followers than the Party for Animals, but are much larger in scale in terms of party membership, on 105,885. And then finally, way ahead, is the FVD, on 236,216 followers. This huge number of followers is well ahead of their actual official party membership and shows the success the party is having in reaching out to groups online rather than offline. Finally, I think it's important to mention that the nature of the Netherlands as a non-first-past-the-post system, instead it's proportional representation, means we have a vast number of different parties all with quite strong levels of support. When I say that, I mean the sort of 3-5% polling support. So for example, you have Groen Links, the Green Party, with 81,505 followers, and then you have Denk, a left-wing group, with 80,793 followers. So you have this very equal pattern of support across all the parties, with only the FVD, VVD, and arguably the Animal Rights Party ahead of the pack. Now, in terms of engagement, I looked at the average engagement we're seeing with content from these parties. So, first of all, you can't see this graph, but essentially imagine a pretty flat line with the like, shares and comments of all of the different parties relatively similar. You have more likes than you have shares, and you have more shares than you have comments. Well, it depends. You often get more comments than shares, as I'll explain. So first of all, you have well ahead the FED, that far right populist group I was mentioning. Their level of engagement is way ahead of any of the other parties. Their number of likes, they're averaging 2,500 likes per post, 1,000 shares per post, and a similar number of comments per post. This is in contrast to, say, the VVD, who have a considerable number of followers. The VVD are only averaging around 400 likes per post, around 800 comments per post, and only around 20 shares per post. Atrocious numbers for a party of government. So what we're seeing here is the domination of Facebook by a right-wing party that's only got 3% in the polls. You also have, though, this, as I keep mentioning, this Party for Animals doing surprisingly well. So Party for Animals are averaging around 700 likes per post and around 100 to 200 shares per post and comments per post. So they're also punching above their weight and really getting out there and getting audiences engaging with their content. Just not as much as the FVD. So you have this right-wing domination that is coming from Facebook's essentially aging user base. Groups such as myself in the 30s to 40s or those in the 20s to 30s are leaving the platform and not really utilizing it, instead favoring locations like Instagram and TikTok. This has led to Facebook essentially changing, becoming right-wing skewed. But this actually makes it extremely electorally important, because so much of the audience of the election are on there. You can't just speak to younger people on TikTok, because actually the people who go out and vote are these Facebook users. And so this domination by FVD, it clearly isn't translating into any polling success if they're currently on 3%, but potentially I see it as charging the narrative and changing the discussion. So that when we head off into this next government, you're going to see them potentially, if the VVD wins like they did last time and becomes the majority party and thus in control, just like they are now, they're going to feel this incredible push to go more right wing. And it's a similar thing that happened with UKIP and the Conservative Party in Britain, where UKIP were doing extremely well on Facebook, and this pressure led to a right wing push on the Conservatives to allow for a Brexit referendum, and now we are here. So, if we think about, though, video views, which are a really efficient way of understanding the reach of the different pages, the pattern changes somewhat. Now, video views are great because essentially they autoplay, and so they act almost as a ticker of how many people are seeing the content, how efficient are the people who are sharing the content's audiences. Because when it's me or you sharing content, it's normally seen by our friends and family, and not all users are equal. Some users have more friends, some users have people pay attention to them more, etc. So if we're looking at average video views, again the FVD storms ahead. They're averaging 70,000 views on each of their videos. That's in contrast to the VVD, who are getting 10,000 views. So the FVD are averaging 7 times more video views than the VVD. Of interest here is that actually the Parti van der Arbeid, which I believe is a left-wing party, are doing a lot better here. They're getting around 25,000 views per video, whereas the Animal Party are only gathering around 7,500 views. And that level is similar to all of the other parties on the platform. This radical reduction in video views, I think, for the Party for Animals is due to the fact that they're not a very professionalized party and have low resources. This means that they're relying more on posters, on images, and not high quality video content. Clearly, the FVD are extremely well organized and well funded, and they're able to churn out engaging video based content regularly. The other angle to this is something that I'll talk about in just a second. that the VVD are actually sending a lot of long-form video content, almost treating Facebook like a traditional TV channel. And this, in a way, is using Facebook wrongly, because people are discerning of the content that they use, and they are not interested in just watching two-hour-long press conferences. The whole point of social media is it's a changed dynamic from the old traditional media forms, and a campaign that fails to appreciate this will not do so well. So, the latest polling shows the VVD on 23%, PVV, which is Geert Wilders' party, on 12%, the CDA on 11%, D66 on 9%, and then down towards the bottom you have the PVD on 3%. And this is why it's so fascinating, because the FWD, sorry, on 3%. And this is why it's so fascinating, this pattern we see on Facebook, because the domination of the parties on Facebook is just totally irreflective of what we see in the polling. Now, I wonder if this is partly to do with the fact that the Netherlands is a proportional representation country, but also the fact that engagement and activating a partisan audience does not mean that you're talking to the average person in a country. We don't know what the turnout's going to be. It could be an incredibly low turnout election. People may not be enthused, and this is all hidden by the fact that there's a pandemic and we just don't know quite what's going on. Equally, because of the nature of how the campaigns had to change due to changing problems with being able to go out and campaign in a traditional manner, and potentially a lack of media coverage of the election because they're covering coronavirus, there may also be those pressures from there as well. But another factor is this video length issue, which I think is interesting and shows that the dynamics of how parties are using Facebook to campaign is not that prescient. So you have the VVD, whose average video length for the last 3 months, and I should caveat that all of the data is from the 7th of December to the 7th of March this year. The VVD's average video length was 14 minutes and 24 seconds, which is just astonishingly long. This is using social media poorly. The Groen Links, so the Green Party's average video length was 9 minutes. The CDA's average video length was 8 minutes and 38. In contrast, the FVD, that right-wing populist party I keep mentioning, their average video is 2 minutes 53 seconds, exactly under that 3 minutes barrier. You also see that from Denk, the Party for Animals' average video length is 2 minutes 50, and PVDA. These parties get it. They understand that you can't send out these long-form video forms because the people just, only the very politically interested are engaging with those forms. And so you're not reaching out and speaking to those who are electorally important. Now, the other thing I did is I had a look at the reactions to the different content. So looking at reactions, you can kind of get an idea of the sentiment of how people are responding to the content. So for example, the PVV are gaining the most love-based reactions possible, whereas the VVD are gaining the most angry reactions possible. Now, it would be useful for you to be able to see the graphs for this. You can always go to my website, www.tristanhotham.com, and look at the article. It's called Dutch Elections 2021. But this huge difference between a lot of love for the PVV, so Geert Wilders' party, and a lot of anger with the VVD, I think does show something. It shows that the VVD are the location of debate and conversation, but are certainly, as the party of government, getting hit hard by the Facebook public. Now, the FVD is actually interesting, is in that they're actually relatively stable. They're in the middle in terms of the sentiment you can see for the different parties. So, on the one hand, you have the Party for Animals getting lots and lots of love, but not very much humour, a lot of sadness because of a lot of their content is essentially horrible stories about how animals are treated. But on the flip side, you have the FVD, who are getting a lot of anger and a lot of love, but also a lot of care and other forms of sentiment from the reactions. And This is a really interesting phenomenon, I think, in how differently the different audiences of the pages respond to the content generated. It really shows that people don't just mindlessly consume Facebook content. They do actually consider and think about what they're seeing, and especially if they're interacting and reacting to it. So we'll see how this election plays out. The pandemic's clearly going to play some major part in how it's going to not only turn out electorally, but also how it's being considered across the rest of Europe. It's being fought online more than ever, and the Facebook campaigns of the pages seen and I've been talking about are really a big part of how this whole election's going to end up. We just don't know yet, but clearly there's a huge disparity between the popularity on Facebook and popularity in elections. But it's possible that the FVD really are doing slightly better than the polling shows. If there's so much interest in them on Facebook and people are able to get out and share their messages, they may well change a few minds. This is obviously not going to lead them becoming the next party of government, but they could exert pressure on the VVD in the same way that UKIP did and cause some sort of change in policy. I've been looking through their page, and one of the main things they're interested about is they're very against lockdowns and healthcare measures to do with coronavirus. So we may well see a kind of Trumpian style right-wing Republican revolution against all of these healthcare controls that are so sorely needed given the horrific pandemic that's still continuing across Europe. I believe that the VVD have done a relatively okay job with the vaccination scheme in the Netherlands. In fact, I think the Netherlands are doing okay, and it's potentially this that's shoring up the VVD's polling at the moment. I'm hoping that obviously the Netherlands will start to come through the pandemic just like every other nation on earth, and that this election will not just be held to some strange account by this horrific pandemic that's plaguing the earth. Anyway, this has been the Social Media Meet Politics podcast, and I've been Tristan Hotham, your host. If you're interested in learning more, please visit my website at www.tristanhotham.com. Reach out to me on Twitter at Tristan Hotham, or send me an email at tristanhotham@gmail.com. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please listen to some of the other episodes and potentially check out my blog and website. Thanks a lot and have a great day.